Hello and welcome to this interview. I'm Megan Gibson, your conference co-host. Today, I'm speaking with Melanie Tonia Evans, a global narcissistic abuse recovery and quantum trauma healing expert. She's the creator of the Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Program, Speedy Shifts, High Frequency Quantum Healing, and Shifts Happen, Global Group Ascension Healing. Melanie Tonia Evans, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's my pleasure, Megan, as always.
So I want to give people a little bit of your background, and you've come into kind of trauma work from helping people recover from narcissistic abuse. And we were talking before we actually started recording about how people, whether they're trying to recover from trauma because they're from a narcissistic relationship or you've come to them or they've come to you just for relationship counseling and to heal from the aftermath of that, the root of both experiences can sometimes be so similar, right? And so it's such an easy overlap for you to transition into kind of trauma healing work.
Yeah, and Megan, that's so true because my community for over a decade and a half now have come to me because of the massive breakdowns of narcissistic abuse. And what I discovered in my community is that, you know, once we heal and release from those traumas of narcissistic abuse, of course, people want to move into, you know, more of their life, whether it's health, whether it's love, whether it's wealth. They want to unlock their true source soul potential. And what blocks that is internal trauma and false programming that's not allowing us to get past glass ceilings. So I love doing this work because it's always to me been about the experiences so you can heal and thrive and not just survive.
Yeah. And that was the other thing we were talking about right before we hit record was just how it feels like the whole world is dealing with a lot and a lot of big shifts. And, but the reason that I bring that up is because the thing that's happened to me personally, and maybe you can relate to this as well, is that these big shifts allow for a deep freeing of energy. Like we think about healing work sometimes and I think we're like, oh, I just won't feel bad anymore. Or I won't have that thing that's like dragging me down. But we don't talk about the light enough that comes on the other side of healing work, right?
This is the perfect conversation. And I think you're seeing it in your communities. I'm seeing it in mine, is that there's massive breakdowns in people's life at the moment. And really what's happening is a lot of people are transitioning bravely into that conversation of third density, fifth density. And third density is that old, I'm separated from God's source and my own power. And I'm going through these breakdowns and this trauma and this powerlessness and helplessness, and I'm hanging on to my old needs for security and approval from the outside, and it's all falling apart. And we're also seeing this emergence of whatever has been out of integrity in our life with people and situations. They've been hiding in the shadows, and now all of a sudden with this massive awakening and ascension we're all going through, it's like, oh my gosh, even like old relationships, and you thought it was a certain way, you've seen the truth and it's not palatable and acceptable anymore. So, but what is gorgeous is it looks like it's all going to hell. It really does.
It does.
But if we can breathe and come back to our source soul self and fill ourselves with light and let go, and this is the trauma work. This is what I love, quantum trauma work. We can burst forth very quickly into our breakthrough, into heaven on earth. Like it's actually that big at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely resonate with everything you're saying. And it sounds, I'm listening as someone that's just come to the conference and this is like their first trauma conference. And they're like, these two cracks, like, what are these two talking about? I'm miserable. Right. And so, my heart, and I know yours does too, is like this. All of this sounds like it's going way over my, these people don't understand what I'm in right now. And I just want to kind of slow down both of us and
let's do that. Woo.
Right. And really like, because I know both of us deeply resonate with the trenches, with the helpless feeling and the hopeless feeling and the, like, I will never survive this. And just like treading water and not having, you know, anywhere near enough breath or fortitude or strength or resource in ourselves or in our communities or in our families to feel like we're going to ever get out of this situation, right? And so for those people, like, yes. Where do we begin?
What a great question. And this is why I love that this is a trauma conference, because we've all been, where do you begin? Yeah, and we have been there. Megan, you and I have been in the trenches with life and death experiences where we thought we weren't even going to make it. So please know from our soul and my soul to yours, I get it, because I had a life and death experience. I didn't think I was going to live. Okay, so where do we start? To me, and I hope that this can be a transmission where people can kind of feel it. All right. When we understand the truth about trauma, trauma conference, so powerful, everything in our life, when we understand that we are creators, and when we've got trauma that's clogged up on the inside, what happens is quantum law. I love quantum law because it gives us the truth. So within, so without. And what that means is whatever I've got going on inside of me and my programs and my feelings, emotions, energy in motion is exactly what I'm going to bump into outside of me. I hate that word attract. You know, I've attracted a narcissist or a bad experience. But so within, so without means that if we have beliefs and traumas on any particular topic in our life, well, then we are going to unconsciously, like a heat-seeking missile, choose that again. It's going to be something we're going to participate in to try and wrestle it to the ground and change it rather than evolve beyond it. And that's the inner healing work where it's just not my reality. So a simple example is if, you know, somebody, Megan, came up to us and said, well, you know, you're a fake and you're a phony and your work is garbage. Like if we on the inside had a trauma unhealed of imposter syndrome or I'm not good enough or who do I think I am? Well, then we'd be triggered and we'd try and fight back and try to make them change their mind to give us our wholeness. But if we've done the inner work and we don't have a trauma on that, we've got our wholeness and we go, do you know what? That's your opinion. I don't identify with that at all. And you're just not my reality. And then what happens in the universal quantum world, you're no longer participating. You don't have an emotion that's a match for that. There's your graduation. That's going to stop coming at you because it's not your reality. So you go beyond that. So that's a simple example of everything in our life. When we understand the truth about trauma, quantum law means you cannot have an experience in your life unless you have a matching unhealed trauma. It is actually that simple. Now, people say, well, if I've got a narcissist in my life, does that mean I'm a narcissist? No, not at all. What it means is whatever that narcissistic person is bringing to you, you've got an unhealed wound still existing from your childhood, from your epigenetic material that you took on from your parents, from your collective consciousness programming. If we want to go deeper, which I do, from past life experiences that you've never healed in your energy body in this lifetime and you're continuing as a soul that you haven't evolved and healed yet, well, then yes, you're going to be triggered, which means you are being that, which means that continues. That's what bad karma is, an unhealed trauma. Once that's healed and released and you evolve beyond it, you move into grace, which means freedom to be yourself without that trauma.
Absolutely. And I resonated with so much of what you said. And when I was listening and you addressed it, but I want to be explicit about it, is that you're not talking about positive psychology. You're not talking about like, just like think happy thoughts and don't let negative people bring you down. You're talking about actual healing work. You're talking, and you said, you know, evolving beyond. I hear work. We're working here. We're not just like in our heads, denying other people's opinions. This is, I'm actually going to heal so that other people's opinions don't impact my inner truth.
Information is not transformation. Information is trying to manage your triggers and your traumas. Transformation is, I just don't have them anymore. There's a massive difference.
That's powerful. And also when we're talking about programming and narcissistic people and the relationships that we get into, because they're meant to teach us what we're supposed to heal from. And part of that I always remember that I've resonated with other conversations that I've talked to with you, is that trauma bond and how we develop our inner critic and that voice inside of us that hates us. We're not born with it, or, you know, sometimes, you know, if we're carrying on legacies, but we're not consciously born with it. We develop that voice and we get those words from the people that we're in relationship with. And so how do you help people kind of like snap to hearing it and then changing the way that they're relating to their inner dialogue so that they can actually start to heal all that stuff that's beneath it?
I love that question. The work I do, and it was deeply the work I needed to do on myself, because I had so much trauma and so much inner critic. Okay, so it all gets back to the trauma. So, okay, we're trying to heal in our heads. Our heads doesn't even speak to our subconscious. It's like trying to watch TV from a radio station. It doesn't. This is beta brainwave, and beta brainwave is disconnected from your inner self. Beta brainwave looks to the world. So it's looking for answers and ideas. And this is why when we're in trauma, we could do all the research, all the talk therapy, and we're trying to find the thing that lands to give us the shift. And it just doesn't. So we have to be an addict, you know, looking up articles and reading and listening to stuff and podcasts all the time. That's not the work. The work is we've had a traumatic, emotional, often pre-verbal wound that we've taken on in our inner being. And the consciousness of the body registers before the brain does. So that's the root. That's the seed of it. It's controlling 97% of our life. The brain's only 3%. So what we do, and what I do, is that using a process which is called quantum freedom healing, which has now evolved into speedy shifts, which is 4 times faster and more powerful than what it was a month ago. So what happens is it's like a meditation process, and the meditation process has got quantum codes in it. Now, years ago, luckily for me, I had an experience of a complete psychotic breakdown and was able to see the quantum field and understand codes and be able to create healings for myself and other people where I can actually implement with intention and visualization and put codes in the healings. So what the code does in quantum freedom healing, either live or recording, it takes you out of beta brainwave and drops you into theta, which is the language that connects to the subconscious. And then through the discussion, I don't even have to speak in the healings. The codes are in there. You get simple instructions. But anyway, the bottom line is what happens is you end up being able to draw out of your being the actual dense energy, which is the trauma that's generating whatever condition you don't like having in your life. And it can be anything, about anything that doesn't flow, that isn't easy, that isn't healthy, that isn't soul gratifying, that isn't healthy for you, anything. It's unlimited. So what happens is you're targeting the trauma, generating that. You take it out of your pain body, out of your past life timeline where it's been in repeat, which I explained previously. You take it out of your genetic history, which you've acquired from your parents, not just eye color, hair color, skin color. You take on that. We don't hit the ground pure. We come in with trauma into the family where you're going to get the exact trauma that you've genetically picked up to reenact it. Okay, so we pick up that. We pick it up on a multidimensional level, conversation for another day. And what happens is that's loaded up. It gets released through a visualization process, which literally feels like you've had a big vomit. And, you know, like before you have the vomit, you feel so sick and toxic, and then it's gone and you're like, oh my God, I feel so much better. So it's somatic. You feel it. And then we open up space to bring in the source, higher self. You could call it God consciousness, life force, whatever you call it, Bob, if you like, but it's the light. The light, the creation of all things. And we bring that in, those light codes, into where the trauma was. And then what it does is it activates our human DNA to a light code, which is wisdom, which is peace, which is space, which is wholeness, which is relief. But it also creates the space For the arising of intuition, the voice of God, you can't hear it clogged up with trauma. So your GPS, your God protection system, gets activated. Also, too, we're now aligned with synchronicity, miracle, support. So within, so without, ships come in over smooth water. So where the trauma was, and we were in our head obsessing and trying to get out of it, which never works. You can't think yourself out of obsessive thinking, which is trauma. You just make it worse, right? So what happens is the space and the peace opens up because the trauma's gone. Your head shuts up. It just goes into, oh, I'm not thinking about that anymore. I just feel like there's space and peace. And then what happens from there, when you train yourself and you get used to this, you go for the space and peace, not the solution. But what arises is the answer. Or the, because you are the field, you get out of separation consciousness. It's me stuck with my trauma, cut off from everything, trying to survive. And we go into peace and light inside, and we're in unity consciousness, which means that I'm now connected to the field, synchronicity, opportunity, support, and miracle. So your solicitor who was being an a-hole, who was just horrible, then all of a sudden you sack them and the right one walks in. You know, your family that weren't listening to you start listening to you. You're no longer empty, needy, grasping, trying to fix things on the outside because you're whole and solid and you feel at one and you feel at peace. It's that whole feeling, everything out there is garbage, but I feel like I feel fine. I feel okay. I feel relief. And then it's quantum law, as absolute as gravity. When you start going for that on the inside, everything out there has to shift, but you've shifted too. You're no longer accepting more of the trauma. You say, no, I've got my peace. I don't need this. No, I'm not accepting that. And everything shifts and it happens. What's exciting now, Megan, about this shift everybody's going through, everything busting apart? If we can get aligned, we're getting results so fast, so quick, and so perfect, it's almost instantaneous. And that's why, you know, I was in the big stuff about, and I still am, helping people recover from narcissistic trauma. But I got really called from my inner being and my source self to say, okay, we really need to cover a lot more than just that now. And that's why I've transitioned into the other stuff too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because you brought up intuition versus anxiety. And I had literally written that as you were talking. I was like, I want to come back to this because that's, I think, the biggest cost to people who've experienced trauma is that your intuition, yes, and your anxiety, you lose the ability to decipher what's what. And once you do the work and you can reconnect back to source and intuition, it's very clear how they're very different. And you're like, oh, I can hear that now, but all the noise in my head and all the information I was trying to get in. And like, I just resonate with what you said so much. Also the shift
there's
that
such
you made.
A good reason for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Such, yeah.
Such a, I resonated also with what you said about like drawing in what you want. And I think one of the things that I misunderstood most about healing work and that I see other people and now I warn them about is that you do healing work because you think it's going to fix the relationships you want to be better, when actually most of them end and you end up just drawing in the relationships that you deserve now that you've healed. It's
correct.
It's so spooky.
It's so true. It's, and we're in a huge time of that. But you know what you just spoke to before, the difference between intuition and anxiety. Intuition is the voice of God. It's, you know, your highest and your best and your highest potential. And source wants what you want, which is the only life that would really gratify you. And we've had a whole lot of yucky programming around that, which is so sad and often needs to be repaired with people. But the thing is, with when you're in trauma, the brain follows the body. So you're in stinking thinking, you're in analysis paralysis, and you're trying to think your way out of your trauma, but you're thinking yourself in a more of the trauma because your thinking is stuck in the trajectory of your inner being. It's not until you shift. It's like, Megan, you know, when you're trying to put together a piece of furniture and you're looking at the instructions and you're frustrated as hell and you just can't make it work. But if you were to go away and go into nature and calm yourself and let go and clear your head and literally feel better on the inside, then it makes sense. Our entire life is exactly that. Entire life.
And our entire lives.
Unless you're being chased by a rabid dog and you need to get up a tree. That's when it's great to be triggered in your amygdala. All the brain, all the blood's gone out of everywhere and you just have your muscles fired up and you're as dumb as dog poo in your amygdala. You don't have wisdom. It's pure fight, flee, freeze or fawn, which is not effective in our everyday life at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we have done, we've gotten so safe and so secure in our lives. The majority, the vast majority of us in the world, right? Obviously there's war and famine still existing in the world in many, many places. And lots of people don't have their basic needs met. But for those of us who do, we've gotten so safe and so comfortable that, that we rationalize away those instincts and those intuitions and those gut feelings, because we think, you know, what could be, this can't be unsafe or that intuition is telling us, but instead of telling us it's a saber-tooth tiger, it's telling us this is an unsafe person, or this is an unsafe environment, or this is an unsafe situation. And we look at the like particulars of it and think, well, but it isn't, there's nothing overtly wrong here. And so dig ourselves in, right?
There's a good, so true. There's a really good point there too. Like I know Navy SEALs that are American that I've talked to, and they, ones that are connected to God source consciousness and anti-fear, they've survived in battles where people that are triggered and in fear get taken out. It's so, so this whole God source, you know, and intuition is powerful in every single situation. It's like, you know, if you're driving and your car slides off the road in the ice, if you get, if a calm comes through you, you know how to avoid that tree. If you panic, you're going to hit it. So we can, and our ego tells us you need to be triggered into fear to be safe, but we can be out of triggers and go, you know what, you're actually this or that, and this isn't good for me. But I'm not derailed and I'm calm and in my power and I can speak up, I can lay boundaries, I can be fearless, I can say no, thank you. But if I'm triggered and traumatized, I'm going to hand my power over and co-generate more of that.
Yeah, and listen quicker, because, you know, I, maybe you've found this not to be true with the people that you work with, but as much healing and trauma work as I've done, I still get into situations that are completely out of my control, where I'm confronted with a trauma response, but they are quick now, right? Like, it's, I'm not in it for weeks or days or hours. It's like, whoa, okay, that, that came up and I moved through it. This was a through, not an in.
I love that, you know, and we either, you know, we either, you know, shift through and evolve through, or we just hope that time will sort it out, or a distraction or an emotional addiction or something. And that's just a spiritual bypass where you're covering it up. So it's so beautiful. You know, I did a Shifts Happen global group shifting this morning. And there was a question there where a lady said, well, you know, I've come so far and I've done so well. And, you know, the narcissist in my life that I've separated, you know, hit me right where it, and it's taken me out. And I'm like, that is so amazing, because the gorgeous thing about narcissists, they have this uncanny ability to find what you haven't healed yet and hit it like a bullseye. So thank you for showing me something that I haven't healed yet, that when I let that go and replace it with light, is going to take me to another massive higher level. And I wouldn't have known it was there unless you smacked me with it. So
absolutely,
it's awesome when we understand a bigger picture.
Yeah, and so many spiritual traditions have the practice of pointing out. And this is, it reminds me so much of that, what you're describing. It's like every difficulty is just a pointing out instruction of where we have room to grow.
It's like we're letting them off the hook. It's not like, oh, well, you know, this is my fault. No. But if the trauma is in my body and the trigger goes off, it is my responsibility as an adult to be able to upshift it, because nobody else can do that for me. And if I stay a victim and I say, well, they shouldn't be like that, and keep looking to the outside, well, you're participating, you're co-generating more of that, and you're going to be stuck in the bad karma of taking on the dark energy of everybody else that infiltrates you and hurts you, because you never go free from it. So, you know, there's a better way.
And on the other side, the flip side of that too, is being an over-rescuer, right? Trying to coddle other people's pain or take it away. And I've had the experience a couple of times just in the last 6 months where I've been able to state, like, here's what's going on for me. I know that's not about you, but it does involve you in this way. And have the other person say, like, I completely hear you. Here's what I'm responsible for. And here's your part that I'm not responsible for. And that is so, like, I just melt into safety. I'm like, oh gosh, we're both responsible for our own stuff. Is this what an adult relationship is like?
Yes. An adult conscious evolved relationship, because none of us are saying we're perfect and we don't have stuff.
Yeah.
But it's about, and I love that. And you know, stuff as a human being gets so exciting when you take responsibility for it, because you're saying, well, if I didn't have stuff and I couldn't evolve beyond it, well, then I would stop growing and I would stop opening up my field to more and more magic, you know. And I know it's so hard for people when they're in the trenches with their trauma and everything on the outside that matches that. And you feel like you are literally breaking apart and breaking down and losing your mind. And, you know, and health gets so impacted with trauma because it's in the emotional body first and then it goes into the physical body. I had that many maladies that I was told I would never heal and I would need antipsychotics and medication for the rest of my life to be even functioning at a 50% level. And it's just not true, because and that's what I love about the inner powerful quantum trauma work, is because we can start getting relief and healing so quickly. It's like an abscess with pus. You know, when that's released and there's space for the light and air and oxygen and nutrients to get in, it just heals pretty much immediately. It starts healing. We're the same. We were designed, Megan, we are the most incredible creations. We were designed to heal without toxic interference, and trauma is toxic interference.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I think we've convinced people, Melanie. So I definitely want
to, I hope so.
Especially with your speedy shifts and shift happens and all the things that you named. How can people learn more about those programs and you and what you do?
Okay. So, you know, what I think, because there's links and things, and what I'll do is I'll give them to you that you can put up with people and they can have a look and they can come into this. But you know what? I don't know how we could do this. I don't know how we could do this, Megan, but well, you know, there's also my free 16-day course, okay? Now, this is, I'm in transition. A lot of things have been happening very quickly. So I'll definitely give you the links to Speedy Shifts and Shifts Happen. And if people are ready to really evolve beyond this and you can feel what I'm saying, check it out, come along, you know, and it's all guaranteed. You're not risking anything, and they're really small prices to get involved. So just do that. But, you know, if you're still stuck in the narcissistic abuse stuff and you want some extra help with that, I've got a beautiful 16-day free course, which is, you know, lovely emails and introduce you to the deeper inside out approach. So I'm going to give guys that as well, you know. So awesome. I think that will help everybody.
Fantastic. We've got something for everybody. Melanie Tonya Evans, thank you so much for being with us today.
And Megan, thank you for the world you're doing, the work you are doing in the world, because you know what? I love what you're doing, and humanity thanks you.
Thank you.